number 29, over 40 in Vancouver, episode 29. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
And we want to talk about family-style dining.
And Roland is totally confused, but this is where I'm coming from on this.
All right.
My family, the only time we really did family-style was Chinese food. And this is the bad North American Chinese food, which
you
actually
never did it at home?
At his place. Well, you know, family dinners are family dinners, but family style going out to dinner.
Oh.
I was totally freaked the first time I went out with friends and did family style. It's, I always feel like there's rules that I don't know about.
What kind of food was it?
It's usually some form of Asian because North American doesn't really.
Right.
The first time. Yeah, no, I think the first time was Asian. It was probably Chinese. But it's like sometimes there's the double dipping rules. Like, do I have to worry about double dipping? And it's like, if you have a cold, yes, you do. But
there are serving spoons, serving chopsticks. Right?
Right.
So double dipping is not an issue if you're scrupulous.
If I'm out with mostly North Americans, people are pretty scrupulous about the serving utensils. If I'm out with people of Asian background, things are more relaxed. Depending on the circumstance, I've noticed, and definitely like, you know that you're among friends when people just don't care and it's all going crazy.
Well, in our family, we use serving spoons. There was no double dipping.
Okay.
Whether we were at Chinese food or not.
And I have occasionally been out where people want to go, oh, let's do family style North American thing and want to order entrees.
Yeah.
And
it can work.
It can work, but I'm always like, I am the awkward one.
There are serving, there are family style non-Asian restaurants, and in fact, more and more of them. Like, I think Burdock and Company on Main and...
Well, you can do family style with any restaurant, right? You just order a bunch of entrees
and
split it up.
You ask for some plates. The Italians do this.
Yeah. Italian is actually the most common non-Asian...
What I've noticed is...
So, Roland, having been seemingly perfectly comfortable, or more comfortable than I am with family style...
What I grew up with.
What are the rules? When you're out with friends for family stuff. Like, the other thing that I was wondering...
There are no rules.
The other thing I was wondering...
Aussie rules. Just like
is
the football.
We have a lot of single-child families that get out into social situations. I wonder...
Or with those awkward only children.
I wonder if people in their 20s, the first time they get hit family style, have the same awkward moment I have.
I don't know. As I said, every meal was family style. Doesn't matter whether we went to McDonald's, bad North American Chinese, which I grew up with as well, or Filipino food at home. We had serving spoons. You're not supposed to eat directly out of the bowl. However, or you're not supposed to use your, in the Filipino context, spoon and fork directly. But people do, and it's not a big deal, but it's not normal in the Filipino way, as far as I can tell. The Chinese people, it seems to me, if you see all those pictures, and I've experienced this, if you're eating with a Chinese family, everyone just dips in, right, with their chopsticks. And but they don't do that if they have a cold. So that's the protocol.
Right.
The other thing that we don't do as Filipinos, and I don't think the Chinese do either, is we don't divide the food at the beginning of the meal. I always find that incredibly awkward.
See, this is what happened to Roland and I last week.
Why do you divide the food up? No, that's fine. That's just the
deal. No.
I know you.
Well, yeah, but...
That's fine. That's totally fine. But if there's like...
Which is why I didn't die and totally crumple into a ball. But this is what I mean by...
If there's 10 people and then you divide everything... Or 6. Or even, yeah, let's say 6. And you divide everything as portions of 6. To me, that's kind of weird. I mean... It's just a different way of eating. I mean, for us, you take a small amount, and then you eat, and then you take another small amount, and then you eat. And that the back and forth and all that stuff is part of the ritual. You don't. But I also understand from the other point of view, it's like, well, let's just divide it up so everybody gets equal at the beginning. But we never did that.
You know, I think the dynamics change based on the size of the group. Like, 3 people is very different than 6. Like, with 6, you're ordering enough food, and there's probably going to be enough diversity. that people don't want equal. Like, you know, they're going to have their favorite. And, like, that's one of the things when I go out with my friends and do the big everyone's, we're going to do family style, is...
You think people hog their favorites in a smaller group?
People typically pick a favorite, you know? Like, yeah, I want noodles, or I really want the, you know, the sweet and sour chicken, or, you know,
well,
the
you
spicy
know,
beef.
Well, you know, I deliberately don't eat my favorite because, you know, try something new. I don't know. I find that that's an interesting difference. I don't really think that... Well, you and I eating out, I know you, so I don't care. Whatever way you want works with me. But when it gets to a smaller group, simply because I grew up with it, I prefer not to divide at the beginning. Especially if you have a dish with rice and you want to put, like, adobo, chicken adobo, on top of your rice, what am I going to do? Get my full portion of rice and my full portion of chicken adobo and pour it on top? To me, it's always better if you do the little bit at a time. So you get the right, you know, adobo to rice ratio, and then you can enjoy other dishes, like maybe have some vegetables or whatever.
What I'm hearing from you is just relax, Dale.
Is what?
Just relax, Dale.
No, but I mean, you know, if food is scarce or there's a smaller number of dishes,
or you grew up,
my style doesn't really work.
Or you grew up with a mom that was really fussy about, don't be a pig, don't take more than your share.
But you could take more than your share if you divide it up at the beginning. Or you could also take more than your share over having little portions.
Well,
like
it's true, but you lose track of portions as people are taking a little bit of a time.
I think that's part of the fun of it, is passing the dishes around. But maybe other people don't think of it. They think of that as busy work.
Oh,
and
when
they just want to eat.
Oh, when you have six people, definitely. There is part of that fun of the shared experience of, like, oh, this is really good. It's like, well, no, I don't like that, but I really like this other thing.
Yeah, and I really think, well, I don't know what I think. I think I can go either way, but I would. I do
wish for more of the classic European kinds of things. There was more opportunities for... family style, because really the only opportunity you get is if you go to a buffet, and then buffets are kind of fraught. Italian restaurants sometimes, like
a big pot of spaghetti,
you can get the big pasta,
big order of pasta, a big order of salad, a big antipasti plate. I kind of like that ritual. You know, you pass around the antipasti plate, and then you have your pasta, and then you have your salad, and then you have your. Perhaps you have a meat course if you're going the full Italian, and then perhaps you have dessert, and perhaps you have espresso. To me, that's the perfect meal, and you sort of all share those together. What I like about that is that it's European, but it was designed to share. It was designed family style.
And a slow experience. I mean, that's the other thing, too, that
Italians are slower than... A lot of other companies.
When you have people that hoover their food, and I'm more to that end, and the people that like to sit back and relax, I have to remind myself to, you know, that it's not a race.
Right.
This is an experience.
Richard Erickson.
In Toronto.
Anthony Hughes in Vancouver. What do you think? What do you think about the Filipino way of eating, or the Chinese way of eating, or the Italian way of eating in family style? Are there other ways that we should know about? The Icelandic way.
Are there rules?
Are there rules? I don't think there's any rules. I think people should just be mindful. I think we're superficially multicultural. Like we're not great at communicating why we have differences. A lot of times differences are not because they're special. It's just different. It's just what you grew up with. It's not because they're better.
I think there's a lost art of getting groups together as well.
Yeah.
From what I've read.
And there is a role for a facilitator, coordinator, who coordinates the food passing around, who coordinates the conversation, the seating. You know, there's sort of informal roles there. Anyways, a fascinating topic. What do you think about family-style eating at restaurants or at home? I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, choose.